We are going to go now to Bobby. We're talking SEC baseball. One of our favorites, Joe Healy on the line, National College Baseball writer and SEC extra on D1Baseball.com. Joe, how the heck you been doing, man? Enjoying this baseball tournament. It's been a wild one. I know we just went final in the Tennessee game.
Yeah, no, it's good timing. They just finished up a wild one, probably the best game of the tournament so far. Tennessee wins at 7-5 in 12 innings. So it'll be another late night for Oklahoma and Vanderbilt, but that's kind of par for the course here in Hoover.
Now, Joe, when you look at like A&M and obviously preseason number one, explain to the fans like their situation. And, you know, it could be cyclical. How all of a sudden you get hot, you know, LSU goes to play them and A&M wins two out of three. And then it's one game, one and done, whoever wins, A&M or LSU. But it seems like Texas A&M, you know, the strength of a region that you would not want to see them in your region because all of a sudden they could be going to Omaha.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're going to be a team that if they can do enough to get in, nobody's going to want to see them in their regional. I mean, they could, you know, I don't think anybody would be shocked if they end up in Omaha if they get in, right? But on the other end of the spectrum, also no one would be surprised if they go 0-2 in a regional and just go home.
Right.
Because that's been their season. Now, I think they've still got some work to do. I heard you guys talking. They've got LSU tomorrow night. That'll be a big game for them. If A&M wins that one, maybe we can start to have a conversation about them. But even with the win today against Auburn, I think they're a little bit short of where they need to be. And the road just got a little bit tougher. Jace Laviolette broke his hand today. He got hit by a pitch in the hand and had to come out and got x-rays and it's broken. And so he's done for the tournament. He's done for the tournament. They think maybe, you know, if they get to a regional, maybe they can have him, you know, pinch run or do some things like that, but he's not going to be the same guy. So it's already been a tough road for the Aggies, and it just got even tougher.
You know, looking at your expectations of with LSU and obviously, you know, we're a little spoiled where we treat football like, okay, we got to be in the top 12. Well, now LSU fans, and I've said this, you know, with the World Series being in Omaha, they want LSU there. They can spend money. They embrace this. And there's a lot of pressure at LSU because, you know, playing in Alex at the box in Baton Rouge, that you want to, you know, the path, you host a regional, you host a super regional to get to Omaha. Not to say you're going to win a national championship. That's a different thing. But there's nothing wrong with LSU's program and how baseball, the LSU Tigers are all major league team. You know, we don't have a Major League Baseball team. We're not the Houston Astros. You look at Texas A&M College Station, right about a proximity to Houston, or even Dallas. LSU Tigers baseball is our Major League Baseball team and the priority and how we support that. So you think that's fair, that the expectations? No, it's Omaha or bus. I mean, because of what we have invested in the program.
Yeah, I think, you know, fair or not, I think that is the expectation. I think you're 100% right about that. And look, they're putting their money where their mouth is in terms of the way they support the program, the way they, you know, whether you talk about the facilities, whether you talk about, you know, making sure they have the money needed to bring players in this NIL era, like all that stuff is in place, right? So they are supporting it. Now, you know, it's no guarantee, of course. You know, college baseball has never been more competitive at the top of the sport. And this team's got a chance to be right there. I think it's a weird year in the SEC where no one team, I mean, you know, Texas won the league, but not even they really ran away with it. They weren't playing great at the end of the season either. So it's just been one of those years where week to week, you didn't know what to expect, but it ended up where LSU, especially with the two guys at the front of the rotation, and Anderson and Ianson, are about as good as it gets.
Yep.
Have a 1-2. And in college baseball, if you have two pitchers at the front of the rotation that good, you're 50% of the way there, basically. So I think they're in a good shape. I know it's been a little bit up and down season, but I think they're in great shape. They're in the, you know, top handful of teams that I look for as favorites going into the postseason.
Well, I was going to ask you, Joe, looking at tomorrow's game, honestly, anything can happen in the SEC, especially SEC tournament. Now we know it's single elimination. Do the Tigers need to secure a win tomorrow to lock in a top eight national seed, or even with a loss, you think, to Texas A&M, that they would have that?
Yeah, I think they've got it either way. Now, I know it's a little bit wonky because their RPI is maybe not as high as you would think it is, but the resume, other than that, is right there as a top eight. It's super strong. So I'm not too worried about that. Now, anything can happen. The committee surprises us with something every year, but I think they're fine. That's kind of my viewpoint on it. And I also like them to win that game tomorrow night. The reality is that A&M is now injured with Laviolette out. In addition to Caden Sorrell, one of their other outfielders, he hasn't played here yet. They've burned through two of their weekend starters. They burned through their best bullpen guy today, and LSU hadn't played yet. LSU's just been kind of sitting and waiting, and if you're the Tigers, you can go into the, because you're not going to play till Friday, you can go into it and treat this like a regular weekend. You know, you throw Cade Anderson out there, your team is rested, you're going against A&M's third starter, so I think they're in really good shape for tomorrow night's game. Anything can happen, but I really like the Tigers in that one.
Now, Joe, two-part question. I guess look at college baseball. You know, you're peaking at the right time. Who is a hot team, or maybe who might be a hot team under the radar right now? And you might say, watch out for them in the regional or super regional to get to Omaha. And then looking at the SEC tournament, who you really like right now is, I mean, LSU hasn't played yet, but just break that down at this time in May, where a particular program might be going forward.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the second question first. I've said from the beginning I like Arkansas in this tournament. I just think their best has been better than anybody else's best this season. When they've swung the bats well, they've been the best offense in the SEC, and they have pitching talent that's up, pitching depth and talent above and beyond what everyone else in the SEC has when they're pitching well. So I like them. LSU's also in the mix, I think. I think it's going to be one of those teams that hasn't had to play yet and has been able to be rested and set up well throughout the rest of the tournament. Now, to your second question, I think if you look outside the league, I think I would look at a team like North Carolina that has quietly been playing really, really well down the stretch. Now, they're not really under the radar. I think they're the number three team in the country or something right. like that. But, you know, it just feels like they have been a little bit under the radar. But I'll give you another one, too. I think Southern Miss is a team that's interesting to me from that standpoint. They've won, I think they're about to win their 17th game in a row in the Sun Belt tournament. And I think anybody who's in the SEC footprint knows how dangerous they are from year to year. And right now they're playing their best baseball. So I wouldn't be shocked if they work their way into hosting a regional, and they end up being a team that pushes to get to Omaha.
You know, you mentioned North Carolina. Curious your thoughts with South Carolina. Rough year under head coach Paul Maneri. We still got a ton of love for the guy and respect for what he did for the program here. But I don't know, maybe I'm spending too much time on social media, but it was brutal out there and fans, you know, calling for his head already in South Carolina. I figure you need to give the guy at least another year over there to try and build this program. Or I'm just curious, do you feel like the game has kind of passed Paul by a bit?
Well, I think by his own admission, I don't want to use the phrase passed him by necessarily, but I think okay. by his own admission, I think he has been a little bit caught flat-footed by how competitive the SEC has gotten, even just in the 3 years that he's been out of it, right? So I think he's been pretty open about that. Whether or not that's a valid excuse is a whole other thing, though, because, you know, I know he was still going to a lot of LSU baseball games, you know, sitting next to Skip, you know, at a lot of those games. So, like, you know, he was there for it. But, you know, he claims, you know, he was caught flat-footed, and I get that. So I'm with you, though. Like, I think you've got to give him an opportunity to turn it around. This year did not go well. I'm not making excuses for the product on the field. But the reality is they're kind of stuck together right now. And so if I'm South Carolina, I think you need to take a look at it and figure out, okay, look, we're stuck together at least another year on this. Let's figure out how we can get together and make the 2026 season a lot better than the one we just had, because we can't do another season like this one. I mean, this was quite literally, by most measures, the worst season in South Carolina baseball history. You can't repeat that twice at a place like South Carolina that has real expectations. So whatever the answer is, they've got to get together in a room and figure out how it is they move forward, because you just can't be that bad again in 2026.
You know, Joe, speaking of expectations, and you look top to bottom, the SEC, except for the Missouri Tigers, and you said South Carolina. Do you have an answer or a reason like Missouri? They love baseball. Look at the St. Louis Cardinals. I have a son. My youngest son lives in St. Louis, and how they support the Cardinals. I mean, unbelievable. So I think it stands to reason. I don't know, Mizzou should be a whole lot better in baseball. What's your take on that? Is there investment maybe in the program? What's up with Mizzou and the SEC? Because it's like they're irrelevant, and it seems like that's still baseball country when I look at like the St. Louis Cardinals and how that's a priority.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on something that's exactly right. Like, when that team has been good, and it's been a long time, but when that team has been good, they get supported, because you're right. That's a part of the country that loves baseball. Like liking baseball as a sport is not a problem in that part of the country. The issue is, though, you alluded to it. The issue is they just don't get supported on the administrative level. You know, you pick a metric, you know, for how you would measure support, and I guarantee you they're 16th out of 16 in the SEC. Coaching salaries, recruiting budgets, facilities, all NIL, all of that stuff. Like, they are 16 of 16. I can just about guarantee you that. So, you know, whatever measure you're using, they're at the bottom of it. And so they're basically playing with one hand tied behind their back. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I don't know what they can do when that's the situation, right? You could bring Earl Weaver back and put him in the dugout, and I'm not sure they're winning any more games than they currently are, just because they're just not set up to succeed. And so, you know, I feel for them, because I know those coaches, I know a lot of those players, and you know, they was a tough season. They were embarrassed by how it went, but ultimately they're just not getting supported to where they should expect anything better.
Joe, always appreciate your time. Enjoy Oklahoma Vandy tonight, and hopefully we get some good weather tomorrow on the LSU game. Starts on time for us.
Yeah, hope that as well. We're all in that one together, staying on time. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Joe Healy, National College Baseball writer and SEC Extra on D1Baseball.com. We were breaking things down as LSU Baseball gets ready to take on Texas A&M again.